All right, a Circle 270 media follow-up question. Brett Johnson, our podcast expert, our producer, could be yours, by the way. If you've got a podcast and you want it to be as good as ours, believe me, it's not us. It's Brett, Circle 270 Media, Brett Johnson. You can look him up at circle270media.com. My podcast guy could be yours. Anyway, what we do with this, we do these episodes, and he's always over at the command central or command station, and he says, well, he asked a question, like, what about this or what about that? And we just did an episode on the officer pulling over a guy who he had reason to believe was already drunk when the guy gets in his car and drives off. Mm-hmm. And Brett had a great question. He said, well, what if the guy just got in his car to sleep it off?
Yeah. The old trucker trick.
The old trucker trick. So I just wanted to sleep it off. I was going to go to White Castle later, but I was too drunk to drive or, you know, whatever. I was worried. So I just got in the old car. And so, now this is the lore of barstool debates for centuries. Well, maybe not. And since cars were invented, since DUIs were a thing, how, if you get drunk and you're going to sleep it off, it used to be when I started practicing law, you would put the keys on top of the car, or you would have to get the keys out of the car, or you better not have your keys at all. Mm-hmm. Some say just take them out of the ignition, put them in your pocket. Some say, well, you just a little bit out of the ignition so the lights stop dinging, or the bells stop dinging, whatever. And the idea of this is we as lawyers would attack the elements of drinking and driving offenses. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, the state has to prove each and every element of the charged offense beyond a reasonable doubt.
That's great.
What is the, other than no person shall, what's the first element of drinking and driving?
Would be drinking.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Close.
Driving?
Operating a car. You got it. There you go. No person shall operate a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol or drug abuse. I'm summarizing the statute, but that's what it is. Then you get to this point, like, what is operation?
Yeah.
What does it mean to operate a motor vehicle? And we had case law all over the place in Ohio about the keys on top, the keys outside, the keys in the pocket, what's up here. Didn't matter what's up here because it's strict liability. So it was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in the bars, I would sit and listen to them. Man, if you're drunk, you got to put the keys in the, blah, 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 you know, whatever. So around about, I don't know when it happened, sometime in the early 2000s, the Ohio General Assembly, that is our legislative branch of government, got wise and they created a separate crime. And the offense is called being in physical control of a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. So the idea was the General Assembly says, look, we're going to lay this all to rest. Somebody's not operating. It doesn't make any difference because we're going to create a separate offense for somebody sleeping it off on the side of the road.
Mm.
And we're going to make it a little bit better than OVI. So we're going to make it not as impactful as a drunk driving defense. And basically what happens is this. Or being in physical control of a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol, sleeping it off like our hypothetical buddy here.
Yeah.
He would be theoretically in violation of this offense because he is in possession of a motor vehicle. Doesn't have to be driving it, but just in possession of it. And he's under the influence of alcohol. Now, why, pray tell, would we say that should be a crime?
I don't know. Well, you're drinking, you're making mistakes. I swear I'm just going to sleep it off.
And then what happens?
3 a.m., White Castle, that idea you had earlier.
Yeah.
So, kicking in the Hydra.
I'm hungry. It's been an hour. I'm good enough.
Yeah.
The idea of the General Assembly is that it's high-risk behavior, is that it's sort of like having a gun, one of the influence of alcohol. Even if you're not using it, they would say it's high-risk behavior because alcohol tends to make people engage in stupid conduct, make bad decisions, like wake up, think you're sober, and drive and get your fifth meal at Taco Bell or your fourth, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason for it. Now we have used, so we get this comes up all the time. So if I have a drinking and driving client or somebody's charged with OVI in Ohio, it's DUI in other places or whatever it is. We have this offense called physical control. It's a misdemeanor of the first degree, carries with it a maximum possible punishment of 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine, but there's no mandatory minimum. It is a no point violation in Ohio, and it's a non-moving offense in Ohio, and it doesn't have any mandatory license suspensions. It doesn't have a mandatory 3 days in jail or 3 days in a weekend program like OVI does in Ohio. So it's like the new reckless op. So like Physical Control is the new Reckless. Make a TV show out of it. So you, it used to be that when we were beating an OVI or getting a reduction on an OVI, we would go to Reckless Op. And I used to call them wet recklesses. I didn't make up the term, I don't think, but wet reckless. So it's wet with alcohol, but it's a reckless op. It's not a DUI conviction, meaning the next time you get pulled over, if there is one, it's not enhanceable as a second offense or third offense. Same is true with physical control. It's not enhanceable. So being in physical control is a crime, and now we're using it as a go-to reduction or amendment from an original OVI. It's better. I think insurance companies probably like it better because it's not an OVI conviction. It's still an incident. They're not going to like it. But I also, look, for you insurance guys out there, I'd love to hear your comments on this. Because on the one hand, physical control, by definition, is alcohol related. In other words, it's got some alcohol component to it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's no mandatory punishments associated with physical control. And it doesn't say reckless operation in the title. Insurance companies hate reckless operation.
Yeah.
They hate it. So I don't know what's better. I always choose physical control, even though it's alcohol related. I always tell people, look, it's alcohol related anyway. All you got to do is look.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have these mandatory connotations to, or mandatory punishments. You know, it is reckless, but it's not enhanceable. It's no points. It's non-moving. You know, we think it's better. So look, I don't know. Insurance guys, let me know your thoughts. I hope that answers Brett's question from Circle 270 Media. If you've got your own question, let us know. Shoot it in the socials. Send us a question at lawyertalkpodcast.com. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.